accountability for Benghazi, which of course has never happened. It matters because of the accountability going forward that you just played a clip of Hillary Clinton. She is presumed to be the presidential nominee on the Democrat side, and people think that she's probably at this point something of a shoe-in. At least that seems to be kind of a majority opinion. And so the legacy of Benghazi matters a lot, not just for the four Americans who were killed, justice for their families, and the American people finding out what actually happened. But on top of that, we could be in a situation going forward where you have the person most directly responsible for that fiasco, actually now the commander-in-chief. And one thing I want to add, Glenn, is that my sources inside the intelligence community, and I have many of them, as you know, because I used to be inside myself, have raised the issue of, oh, who is the heir apparent to be Secretary of State under a Hillary Clinton administration? You'll be shocked to know, Glenn, that Mike Morrell's name has been bandied about as the future Secretary of State under Clinton. It's almost like he may have some sort of interest in making sure that he steers clear of anything that would harm the Clinton legacy. I'm just putting that out there.
This is insane. What are the people in the intelligence community telling you, Buck? I mean, are there no heroes and patriots anymore?
A lot of them are scared, Glenn. They're scared because
they're in the CIA, Buck. They're in the CIA. What do they think they got into?
There is a difference between facing down your enemy, taking the bullets that come your way and returning fire, and having you, your family, your legacy dragged through the mud as a traitor because you violate the very malleable secrecy laws in this country. The pretense that this administration cares about national security secrets, they use that as a hammer to squash anybody who steps out of line. And then you go to federal prison, your family is ruined, and no one thinks of you as a hero. No one thinks you fought the good fought. You're done with, you're over. That's what they're afraid of. They're not afraid of the risks. They're afraid of their own country turning on them. And with this administration, how could you blame them?